Playing marbles is one of the oldest forms of entertainment in history. It was popular in ancient Egypt and Rome, and it is said to have been one of Julius Caesar's favorite pastimes. And it's still around today. The boys who grew up playing the game in the first half of the 20th century are now grandfathers, but some of them still bring out their bag of prized marbles on Sundays for a game with old friends. Although there are only a few hundred players in the Czech Republic, the country is a marbles superpower. The marbles world champion is a Czech, a certain Karel Tesař from Plzeň, who's now bringing up a new generation of marble players. Last weekend, he showed his prowess at the National Marbles Tournament on Střelecký Island in Prague. International events, often hosted by the Czech Republic, usually attract players from Germany, Holland, Slovakia and the United States, countries where marbles have a long tradition. And part of the fun is comparing marbles made in different countries during their heyday. A Czech couple from Kutná Hora beat all the Easter stories and records this year about who made the biggest chocolate Easter egg or who decorated the best Easter birch tree. They announced to the press that they had a four-legged chicken, and it turned out the story was no hoax. Chickens with genetic defects of this kind usually die within a couple of hours. But Fast Feet, as the chicken has been named, is thriving and has learned to make good advantage of her two pairs of legs. She poses for reporters, gets around twice as fast as any of the other chickens, and one thing is for sure, she won't end up a Sunday lunch because she has already become the family pet. What more could a future hen want? Have you ever wondered about the truth of the Latin saying nomen omen, or one's name determines one's fate? Naturally, one is not inclined to believe these things, but how would you explain the fact that the chef at Czech government headquarters, who cooks for visiting royalty and prime ministers, is called Nesnídal, or Mr. Didn't Have Breakfast, while the chef in parliament is called Nevečeřel, or Mr. Didn't Have Dinner? If you need more proof, then the head of the Prague Botanical Gardens is called Větvička, or Mr. Little Branch, and a well-known Czech gynecologist has a funny, unmentionable name, though, that is also a slang word for the process of making babies. So if you really want to believe that your future is entirely in your hands, I hope you have a completely nondescript, meaningless name. Czech scientists are ringing alarm bells. The fact that an increasing number of Czech women are using contraception, especially hormone pills, which has resulted in a sharp reduction in abortions in recent years, is having a very surprising negative side effect. Increased estrogen levels are reported in many Czech rivers, primarily the Vltava River, which flows through Prague. Scientists say that the levels of estrogen in the Vltava are negligible everywhere but in Prague, where there is a sudden, sharp increase. You may think, so what? But the female estrogen in the water is interfering with nature. It reduces male fertility and, in the worst-case scenario, actually makes male fish grow female organs, which, understandably, the male fish are not happy about. Worse yet, scientists have now confirmed that a tiny amount of the female hormone is also present in tap water. So in one way or another, we all consume it. For the sake of our male listeners, I'll not develop that line of thought any further. Mobile mania in the Czech Republic is still going strong. Mobile phone companies thought they might have hit a ceiling when the number of mobile phones equaled the number of inhabitants, over 10 million. However, sales have now zoomed to a new height, and companies report that 12.3 million mobile phones are now in operation. Last year alone, one in four Czechs bought a new mobile phone, largely because of the latest software on offer. A certain firm is now reported to be selling mobiles that allow people to spy on their wives, employees, or children. If you give the mobile to someone as a gift, then whenever it is used, the mobile will report back to you what number has been dialed or who an SMS message has been sent to. It will even tell you where the mobile is at a given time. And if you're thinking that this is in violation of the privacy law, you're quite right. It is. However, the police cannot take action unless someone actually breaks the law. And so the firm, which provides this dubious service, feels safe enough to put out ads about it. Cellulite and thinning hair. Two problems that make billions of crowns for cosmetics companies around the world. Now, a well-known Czech beauty expert claims he has found a solution to the latter. He's advising men who have problems with thinning hair to try applying bull sperm to their scalp. He reportedly uses it on his own hair and claims that it works wonders. Now, he's selling one dose for 180 crowns, and knowing what people are like, he's sure to find a clientele. Question is, what these guys' wives and girlfriends will think? So if your guy has a problem with his hair, I advise you to take an occasional peek into his bathroom. Many Prague pedestrians crossing the road last week were in for a shock. The traditional green and red figures on the traffic lights, one standing, the other walking, had been replaced with a one-legged man, a lady in a dress, and a hangman. They appeared in some 50 places around Prague and were the work of an unknown artist who the police would love to get their hands on. Finally, how long does it take to build a house? Less than a day, if you have the right contacts. A team of builders set a new record last week when they put up a house in 21 hours, working in three shifts. "We were dead beat at the end of the day, but it was worth it," one of them said. They have won a place in the Czech book of records, but after this, they plan to return to their normal pace, when a house takes about a month to build.